Picture a manuscript delivered to a publisher on the morning of its author's planned death. In 1970, Yukio Mishima, Japan's literary giant, handed over his final work before committing ritual suicide. The subject? An obscure 18th century samurai manual he'd carried through World War II like a talisman. What could possibly be so compelling about a feudal warrior's handbook that it would captivate one of the 20th century's most brilliant minds? Hagakure, meaning hidden leaves, wasn't just hidden by its poetic title. It was literally concealed from public view for generations, deemed too extreme even for feudal Japan. Yet today, everyone from Silicon Valley founders to special forces operators mines its pages for wisdom. What makes this text so enduringly powerful? Perhaps it's because Tsunetomo understood something we've forgotten, that embracing our mortality might be the key to actually living. The way of the samurai is found in death. Tsunetomo isn't advocating a death wish. He's describing a mental technique for radical freedom. By accepting each day that you're already dead, you remove fear's stranglehold on decision-making. What would you do differently if failure couldn't touch you? When Lord Naoshige was invited to meet a 90-year-old man for good fortune, he refused. How pitiful this man must be. How many children and grandchildren has he watched die? For Tsunetomo, a long life devoid of purpose holds less value than a short one lived with complete conviction. This isn't nihilism, it's liberation. Tsunetomo's second radical principle is desperateness. Lord Naoshige declared, "The way of the samurai is desperateness. 10 men cannot kill such a man. Common sense won't accomplish greatness. Simply become insane and desperate." This isn't reckless machismo, it's complete commitment that transcends overthinking, resembling what athletes call flow state. His advice? Make decisions within 7 breaths. Correct mistakes immediately. That awkward thing you said at dinner? Address it now. While death and desperateness form Hagakure's foundation, sincerity operates as its engine. This isn't shallow authenticity, it's complete alignment between inner conviction and outer action. For Tsunetomo, sincerity manifests most clearly in speech. For samurai, a single word matters everywhere. One word reveals martial valor. This single word is the heart's flower, not merely spoken with the mouth. Tsunetomo forbids certain phrases entirely. Never say, "I'm a coward," "I'd probably run," "how frightening," or "how painful," not even in jest. Words shape self-concept and eventual actions. By forbidding cowardly speech, such thoughts never take root. When asked to swear before gods, Moroka Hiko Omen declared, "A samurai's word is harder than metal. Since I've impressed this upon myself, what more can gods and Buddhas do?" The ceremony was canceled. His word alone sufficed. This principle exposes modern evasions, meetings where everyone nods but nobody commits, promises with carefully constructed escape clauses. Sincerity doesn't mean perfection, it means honest acknowledgement of imperfection. Tsunetomo presents a paradox. Study deeply, but remain unattached to knowledge. Excessive specialization creates attachment to form rather than substance. He outlines 4 learning stages: feeling worthless, recognizing insufficiencies, prideful competence, and finally appearing to know nothing. True mastery comes when you realize the endlessness of the way. This anticipates the Dunning-Kruger effect. Genuine expertise appears simple and unassuming. One who knows little puts on airs of knowledge. When someone truly knows something well, it isn't visible in his manner. The most knowledgeable people explain complex ideas simply, rather than dominating conversations with jargon. Sometimes knowledge itself becomes an obstacle. Understanding circumstances can obstruct everyday affairs. Intellectual understanding creates hesitation where immediate action is required. For Nabishima samurai, arts bring ruin because an artist is not a samurai. Yet, when you truly believe even slight artistic ability harms the samurai, all arts become useful. It's not knowledge, but attachment to knowledge that creates problems. When knowledge becomes identity rather than tool, it creates divided loyalties and self-importance. Tsunetomo places compassion at the warrior's foundation. True generosity is compassion. Seen from the eye of compassion, there is no one to be disliked. One who has sinned is to be pitied more. This isn't sentimentality. It's practical wisdom that prevents the ill will and conflict that come from lacking compassion. This compassionate heart creates genuine wisdom and courage. Even punishment, administered with compassion, brings limitless strength and correctness. For correction, correcting others' faults is compassionate, but extremely difficult. One must build trust, choose the right moment, and approach gently. Shaming someone never improves them. The text advises, when friends do wrong, reprimand them privately and intervene between them and society gracefully. Think about the last time someone corrected you publicly versus privately. Which actually changed your behavior? Lord Ieyasu understood this. Ruling peacefully requires seeing people as children so they see you as parent. The priest Tanin taught, monks need courage like warriors, and warriors need compassion like monks. Strength without compassion becomes brutality. Compassion without strength becomes weakness. Tsunetomo's central teaching, there is only the single purpose of the present moment. Life is a succession of moments. Fully understanding the present moment leaves nothing else to pursue. He warns that most people seek the present moment elsewhere, missing it entirely. Modern psychology confirms people spend nearly half their waking hours thinking about something other than what they're doing. Warriors failed in battle not from lack of skill, but because their minds wandered to thoughts of fame or future glory. The solution? Be true to the thought of the moment and avoid distraction. Live single thought by single thought. This single-mindedness connects directly to loyalty. Loyalty resides within this single-mindedness. When fully present in service, divided loyalties cannot arise. It's bad when one thing becomes two. The practice must be cultivated daily in peace to be available in crisis. Through regular meditation, mindful task completion, and conscious attention, you develop mental strength for decisive action when it matters most. You can't suddenly become present under pressure if you've never practiced presence in calm. Hagakure's insights transcend feudal Japan, offering practical wisdom for modern life. Living as though already dead counters our risk-averse culture's paralysis. By mentally accepting death, you gain freedom to act, launching ventures, sharing creative work, speaking difficult truths. Tsunetomo's verbal integrity challenges our era of strategic ambiguity, creating personal integrity and organizational trust through complete alignment between speech and action. His compassionate leadership offers a middle path between authoritarianism and conflict avoidance. Private correction with public support preserves both improvement and dignity. Most relevant is Hagakure's emphasis on present moment awareness. Amid endless notifications, complete focus on the current task provides competitive advantage and deeper satisfaction. Tsunetomo's desperateness isn't recklessness. It's courage to act when your heart knows the path. His sincerity isn't perfection. It's honest acknowledgement of imperfection. His compassion isn't weakness. It's strength to correct with care. Ask yourself, what would I do if I were already dead? Then do that thing. To live fully present with complete commitment and unwavering integrity is to honor the fleeting gift of existence itself.